Well, good morning. I'm Jody. And if there's anybody in here who's new, who doesn't know who I am Pastor Jeff's wife. And I'm also the head of the Missions Awareness Team. I think I've been doing it, well, ever since Andy Webster left. What? Since 2001, since 2001. So 20 years basically. So what I'd like to say to you is that the Christmas Shoebox team is being sent out by Pioneer Christian Fellowship. Are you to go on that team? That's a question that you can ask yourself. Are you to go? Now, several years ago, Jeff and I received this mug here from our missionary, C.H. Daniel Chittimuri, in India. It hangs in our kitchen. And on the top, it says, go or send. Go or send. So that's going to be the name of what I'm going to be talking with you about today. Go or send. C.H. Daniel also gave me this outfit. So this is from India. And one of the things you learn about Indian culture is that when they come to visit you, they always bring a gift. And then when you go visit them, you always take a gift. That's just part of their culture. So when you're traveling internationally, you need to learn something about the culture that you're going to. It's really helpful. As Jeff's recent sermon has been saying, he's been saying in Matthew 28, Jesus commanded, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. We cannot make disciples unless we go somewhere. So why do we go? We go in order to make disciples. Think about it. A disciple, you're a disciple of Jesus if you're following in Jesus' footsteps. And disciple has that root word, disciplined. We're disciplined listeners going to where God is telling us to go. That's a disciple. We're following in his footsteps. Go and make disciples of all nations. So we go because God commanded us to go. And I think Jeff was reading my notes secretly because I had written here, go is not a suggestion here. It's a command. It is a mandate. Okay, I think our flesh doesn't like mandates sometimes, but this mandate is from God himself. He said, go. Who's to go? Whoever is a disciple of Jesus. It's the understood you. When you're reading it, it means you go. You go and make disciples. Okay? It is a mandate giving his disciples authority to act in a certain way. When he tells us to go, he's giving us authority. Authority to go. Now, whenever I've gone on a trip somewhere to make disciples, there are some questions besides the why am I going. And I've heard other people ask these same questions. Well, when do I go? When do I go? Should I go on this trip? Should I go on the trip to Baltimore to pack shoeboxes? Well, for me, I go at just the right time, when the time fully comes. Just like Jesus did. The Bible says, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. He died at just the right time. And the word also says in Galatians 4:4, when the time had fully come, God sent his son. God sent his son. So, there's this, when you're working with following Jesus and becoming a disciple, he's teaching us when the right time is and when the time fully comes. And it's sometimes adjusted in time, okay? None of us can go on every trip, right? We aren't omnipresent like God is, everywhere all the time. So we have to find out when just the right time for each of ourselves is. Like, when's my just the right time? So I want to tell you about this, the second trip that we took to Kenya. We were following the Lord, planning the trip, And we had it planned for December of 2007. Where's Tom Britton? Remember this? Yes. So we're planning it, and we thought that was the right time. We thought the time would fully come in December of 2007, and we would be over in southwestern Kenya. Well, there was an election in December of 2007 in Kenya, and 1,100 people ended up being killed in western Kenya, right where we were going, well, sort of, in that area. Because there's sometimes in these countries a lot of violence follows elections, and that was a really violent year. So our host in Kenya, he emailed me and said, you can't come right now. It's too dangerous. So I said, okay. So I'm talking to Tom Britton, who's the elder over the missions awareness team, and I'm like, we can't go in December. And he's like, well, I'll call and see if I can get our tickets changed. And he was able to work with them and talk them into changing our tickets. So we ended up going in March of 2008. That was when the time had fully come. That was the right time. We didn't see it at first when we were first planning it, but God adjusted it, and we were flexible, and we worked with it, and we went in March of 2008. Well, we were the first team to go into Western Kenya after the violence. So we really saw a lot because we flew into Nairobi, and then we flew from Nairobi to Kisumu in Western Kenya, and then we had to take like a bus thing from Kisumu down to Ndiwa, which is many hours, and we went through all these towns, and we saw buildings that had been burned. And it looked random to us, but we said, why is that building burned and the next one not burned? Well, that's because they belong to a certain tribe. So they were targeted by what tribe they were in and what political party they had voted for. That's where all this violence came from. So, we felt like we had no idea we were going to be the first team in there after this violent post-election, but there we were, and we were on mission, and we did what God had called us to do, and we were preaching the gospel and making disciples of all nations, and I think we were dedicating a well on that trip, too. So, so we made it there, and we came out safe and sound, right? Because God takes care of us if we're listening to him. If it's our time to go, he will tell us ahead of time. I totally believe that. And I didn't mean to, I wasn't planning on saying this, but my first trip to kind of a dangerous country, the capital was the murder capital of the world. And so when I went there, before I went, I just decided in my heart, I had to decide, if this is my time to go, I know I'm supposed to go anyways, I'm going. Even if it cost me my life, I'm going. And I went, and it didn't cost me my life, but that's when God started showing me. I'll let you know ahead of time if you aren't coming back on one of these dangerous trips. Okay, so we go at just the right time when the time fully comes. If you want a date and an exact answer, you'll get it once you sign up to go. And then as you're flexible along the way, it will become clear because God will make it clear. Where do I go? That's another question that people ask. Well, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Okay, biblically, I go wherever the Spirit of God leads me. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. That's what Paul said in Romans. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. If we're his children, he is going to lead us by his Spirit where we're supposed to go. So I don't always know. When we were at Bible school, I was in the African prayer team. Jeff and I thought for sure we would be in Zaire. That's where we thought we were supposed to go. And I had no idea that I would be going to several different countries. So I want to tell you this story about a team we sent out here in 1998, I believe. Andy Webster led it to Peru. So we were going down there. We were sending out a team, and I really wanted to go. So sometimes it's hard for me when other people are going and I don't get to go. And if God's telling me, no, you aren't allowed to go on this one, then I shouldn't be going. But so I'm obeying him by going where he's telling me to go. So I really wanted to go with the team going out from PCF. So I went to my husband. If you're married, you should talk to your spouse first. They will confirm if it's from God or not. And I said, oh, can I go with the team to Peru? And he said, no, you cannot go. Our daughter Bridget was already signed up for the trip, and there were some other teenagers. There was the oldest son of a pastor in the area, his son, the Carlsons. I don't know if any of you remember them. Their oldest son was signed up for the team. And Jeff said, no, you can't go. But he left this little opening. He said, unless somebody drops off the team, kind of at the last minute. Well, I went because somebody dropped off of the team at the last minute, right? So, you know, if you're supposed to go and you're submitting to your authority over you, you're going to go. Even, you know, that showed me. Like, okay, so he left this little caveat. You can go if somebody else drops out of the team. And I'm sure he didn't think anybody was going to drop off of the team, but they did. So I got to go and go with Bridget. That was such an awesome trip, too. We went up into the Andes Mountains to people that had never seen white people before. They thought we were Russian explorers. We were so far up in there. It was, no, we aren't Russian explorers. We're here to tell you about Jesus. So where do I go? I was supposed to go to Peru. Okay? And it happened. So another question we ask is, how do I go? How do I go? I am sent by Jesus Christ and God the Father first. Whenever I go anywhere, wherever you go, whenever you go anywhere, you need to be sent by Jesus and the Father first. Paul said, Paul, an apostle, he says this about himself, Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me. We are all sent by God the Father and Jesus Christ. I am sent by delegation with all the brothers and sisters. Okay? So when you're sent out by God the Father, I have this extreme trust that if God is telling you to go somewhere, it's going to work out well. I have this extreme trust in God that you should go to him first before you come to me and say, do you think I should go? Before you go to your friends and ask them, well, what do you think? Do you think I should go? Before you ask or hear from any human being, I have this extreme trust that God will be able to speak to you personally and make it clear that you're supposed to go. Because when you go to some of these places, you have to know in your knower, that you are being sent by God. Okay? He's the only one that you can trust unreservedly with telling you where to go and when to be sent and all that stuff. You need to go to him. Supposedly, we're his disciples. We're his disciplined ones, listening to him, following in his footsteps. If that's true, and we have this personal relationship with him, then he's going to personally speak to us and providentially move things around so that we know. We know when we should go. And we know that we are to be sent. I am sent by delegation. A delegation is a body of delegates or representatives who are being delegated. To be delegated means to entrust a task or responsibility to another person, typically one who is less senior than oneself. So God delegates us to go. Jesus was the first one. He was sent by the Father. And then we are to be sent by the Father and Jesus. And he entrusts this responsibility to us. And he trains us because he is senior to us. He is more experienced. He sees everything that's going on in the world. He knows what he's doing. We can trust him. I personally have been sent or delegated by my husband. I told you when I went to Peru. I didn't go and just say, oh, Jeff, I'm going to Peru. I didn't tell him I was going. I asked him and waited for him to give me the release to go. I am sent by this church, Pioneer Christian Fellowship. You guys sent me out at that time, and on other times I have been sent out by this church, and I have been sent out by Elam Fellowship. Now, we support Elam Fellowship because we're connected with them. This being sent by delegation to represent another not only opens up an aligned assignment, but it also provides support when navigating all of the obstacles and warfare that go along with going. You cannot or should not send yourself. If you're not being sent by someone over you, don't go, because you're going to need them. You're going to need those people who are sending you out. So you can put the next slide up here. So this is a man who was the head of the global ministries at Elam Fellowship from September 16th, 2001 to June 30th, 2008. And he is the one who asked me to be a part of the global ministries department. So I don't know if you know it or not, but I've served on that board for ever since maybe, I don't know, 2002, 2003. And I would go up there maybe four times a year, and we would interview potential missionaries and then get them ready to be sent out. They have to have all kinds of training, fundraising training, Bible training, different types of things. So this guy here, Gary Hamm, he asked me to serve on that global ministries team almost 20 years ago. And so the first trip to Kenya, he was the leader up there. And just so you know, you might not know this, but everything that I do in missions, I'm calling somebody. I'm talking to them. I'm asking them for advice. If there's a problem, I'm calling them. They know what's going on. They pray for me. They help me with good advice. And Gary, before we went on our first trip to Kenya, I called him. I remember exactly where I was in this building. I told him what I was planning to lead out of this church, and he said these words. I will never forget them. You go, girl. You go, girl. Just like that. So because he said that, it just did something in me, you know. Yes, I can do this. You go, girl. There's a commission to go. So then after Gary stepped down, you can show the next picture, Tom Brazell became the leader again. He had served as the leader of the global missions prior to this. He became the leader again. So then Tom Brazell, I'm calling him up whenever I'm thinking about doing something. These people are experienced in missions, really experienced in missions. And so I will never forget when I called Tom Brazell, and I'm like, well, you know, we're thinking about sending out our own global worker right from our church. And he's like, ooh, you know, I don't know if that's a good idea. And he's like, but this is how you do it. And he starts telling me how to do it. So he's giving me all this advice, and then Leslie Braun and I took a trip up to Elam because we needed to find out more stuff, and we were taking notes, and we spent the day up there just being trained and finding out how to go about what we were thinking about doing. That made it work. If I had just done this on my own, well, I already know how to do this. I don't know. I mean, God calls us to things that we don't know how to do. Yeah, the one missionary said to me, he's like, I don't even know. We're walking along. I don't know how you're putting in any wells. You don't know anything about water wells. I'm like, you're right, I don't. I'm just following what God's telling me to do, and it's all working out. Hey, it's going to work out. If you listen to him and obey him when he says to go, it works out great. Are you depressed? Go when he says. Do stuff for other people. It'll help get you out of it. You'll be so encouraged. You'll just have encouragement like oozing out of you. Okay, so that's one story about when Tom was helping me there as my mentor in mission stuff. And you can put the next one up. So when Tom stepped down, Alex and Jody Seidler became the leaders of the global team. And they are still serving as the leaders of the global team. So then it changed, and I didn't have to drive up there four times a year again. So he divided us into two smaller teams, and we alternated. And every year, too, we go on a retreat, a missions retreat. When Gary Hamm was the head of it, we went to a really nice bed and breakfast and had an all-day retreat there where we pray for the missionaries, and we talk about stuff. And then now every year it's over at Laterno Retreat Center. It's on the northeast side of Canandaigua Lake. So I was just there in August. That was an awesome retreat that we went on. And there are a lot of younger people who are listening to God, being discipled. They're going and being sent, just so you know. It's happening. So Jody is supposed to be our speaker. We're planning, she said yes, to be the speaker at our annual Women's Ministries Christmas brunch this year. So she's going to be here, and if you're a woman, you'll get to come and hear her and meet her. When we were both on the team together, her name's Jody, and it's spelled the same way mine is, so it caused for a lot of confusion when they would send out messages and stuff because they didn't know which Jody they were talking about. So we decided that we would share each other's middle names, and I would go by my first middle name, which is Jody Lee, which if you just use the first letters, it's J-L. And I love J-L in the Old Testament, that character. So I became J-L up there and so that they wouldn't mix us up so much. So, Elam Fellowship Global Ministries, that I just told you that I go up there and help serve on that, our church supports them, currently has about 125 global workers they have sent out and that they support. Let me tell you, that's a lot of oversight. They deal with a lot of problems. Think about COVID, too, now, and the workers are calling back for prayer. They're always praying for them. The person who's going to share after me at our annual retreat, we were praying for that person as well as other people. So they have sent out Pioneer Christian Fellowship supports Elam Fellowship's commission not only financially but also by being connected in person. Okay, so I go up there. If anybody else wants to go up there and look at the office, meet the people or something, let me know. And we at PCF receive support, especially prayer and counsel. You just heard a window into some of the help they've given us, and you may not have ever known that. I don't really have reason to share it much, but this is the Mission Sunday, so I'm giving you more details about what goes on behind the scenes. So they give us support for our commissioning of delegates who represent the only one worth representing, the one who is above every authority on earth and in heaven, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. He is the only one that is worthy to be represented around the world. And when we go, we're his representatives, right? So no matter how many problems we face, think about how many problems Jesus faced when he came on his mission to earth. He was falsely accused. He was harassed by religious people. He was finally crucified and died because people lied and put him on a cross. But it was worth it because it was part of his mission. He was sent by his heavenly Father, and he knew it. Nobody could tell him anything different. They couldn't say, oh, you've got it too hard. You might as well give up. He was on a mission, and he did it. And we're his disciples. We're his followers. So let me tell you, there is one from our congregation who has been sent out, and you will hear more after we go offline. So those of you who are watching online right now, you are going to be able to leave. We're going to leave you right now. And those who are here in person are going to be able to hear a little bit more of a story. So thank you, and we'll see you next week. And maybe we'll see you here in person, too.